From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Services, let me guess, things don't look good.
No, I wish I could start today in sort of chirpy positive fashion. Well, I can start today in chirpy positive fashion, but not because of the economic data. We're in the middle of a bit of a gloomy patch, Mike, for the local economy. Now, it is going to pass, but there's not much point in gilding the lily at the moment. Economic momentum right now is weak and likely to remain weak. If you're looking for a silver lining here at some stage, this weak momentum, weak growth, weak activity should start to manifest itself in weaker prices, lower inflation, lower interest rates, we hope. So this is the, yesterday we got the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index, followed the Manufacturing Index, which was released on Friday. That was soft, and the services sector has continued that theme. It's in contraction again in April. 47.1 is the number, so it's under 50. Small fall from March. But you break it down to the sub-indexes and you can see how sort of tough it is. Activity sales, 46.5. So there's a theme here, weak demand, weak sales. New orders, a bit more forward-looking, 47.1, so also well under 50. And the employment sub-index at its lowest level since February 22 at 47.1. So, Mike, you combine this with the PMI and you get a composite index, gives you a read on GDP. Tracking at lower levels than this time last year. So if you're thinking about second quarter growth, Q2 GDP, the tea leaves are looking a bit ominous for that, Mike. And we're a bit of a global outlier as well. You look at the broad numbers for regions around the world, and the average PSI is 52.7. We're at 47.1. So we're decoupling, Mike. Thing is, the services sector had been holding up well, and that just does not appear to be the case now.
Not anymore. And Fletcher got trouble as well.
They did. Fletcher Building share price yesterday fell just under 10%, 9.7%. So it's a big part of the NZX 50 index, which was down 103 points, courtesy of Fletcher's yesterday. And actually, we're decoupling on the indexes as well. We're down 2.5% so far this year. By contrast, the S&P 500 is up 3.6%. Australia's up 1.5%. So we're paddling our own waka at the moment. Mike, it's not going very quickly. So last week we talked about THL, we talked about Spark, we talked about seeing the pain points in the economy reflected in company results. Well, here you go again. So we've got an update from Fletcher's on their earnings guidance. Now expects earnings to be in the $500 to $530 million range in February. At their interim results, the guidance was $540 to $640. So you've gone from a midpoint of $590 million to $515 million. And if you look at it and you look through the numbers, suggests the second half of this year is going to be materially lower than the second half last year. So do you remember we talked about a real slowdown out there that anecdotally sort of coming out of the first quarter into the second quarter, we're sort of seeing that now. We're seeing that tone in these announcements. Market conditions in materials and distribution divisions, they've weakened. Volumes to date are a lot weaker. In fact, they're forecasting a 10% revenue decline in their Australia division for the second half of the 24 compared to sort of the second quarter of the year. You are seeing price competition in the distribution division. That's exposed to residential sector, so it's weakening there, but still tough going for Fletcher Building, Mike.
Indeed. And then we come to this food slash cost of travel slash whole bunch of numbers. What does it all mean?
Yeah, so, well, I call it inflation watch yesterday. So we had the release yesterday of your monthly selected price indexes. That's the first input to the CPI, and you get the RBNZ inflation expectations. The price indexes, they were a bit higher than expected. Food prices up 0.6%, rents up. Those are the two to keep an eye on, Mike, for the quarterly CPI, because they're probably 30% of it. That's only the first month, and food prices are volatile, so I wouldn't read too much into it that way. Food prices up 0.6%. I think you mentioned earlier on a couple of items that pushed it up. Yeah. And what was it? Potato chips, chocolate
and chips and
olive oil. So I wouldn't read too much into that at this stage. We've got to wait and see the next month. Now, the Reserve Bank do a survey of inflation expectation. This goes out to business and professional market. It's important. It was a small sample size this time around, but these are professional people. Inflation expectations are important. They tend to drive where inflation actually ends up. A little bit of good news here. 1 year ahead, and respondents now look at inflation of 2.73, previously 3.22. There's a good fall there. 2 years ahead also fell. So the RBNZ said, I think they'll be pleased to see that.
Okay, numbers.
The Dow Jones is down 65.16%, 39,449. The S&P 500 is down 5 points, so small fall, 5,217. And the NASDAQ at the moment is up about 0.25%, 16,383. The FTSE 100 lost 0.22% overnight, 8414. The Nikkei lost just 0.13%, so small fall there, 38179. Shanghai composite down small. The NZX 50 virtually unchanged yesterday, 7750. But as I said, we lost 103 points on the NZX 50, 11,652. On the currencies, 0.6016 against the US, 0.9107 Aussie, 0.5574 euro, 0.479 against the pound, 93.99 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,337, and Brent crude, $83.16.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.